probably played to about 80% of our potential. I thought to get 450 was a good effort on that day. You know, I thought Gary Balance was outstanding that night. The way he went about his business, it was a tough pitch. First day, you know, probably at lunch, I was starting to regret batting first, if I'm being honest. I thought the sun was going to come out, and it looked a good pitch. You know, all the way through the game, it looked a good pitch. I thought it'd be a flat head in the deck, but it's done a bit. And I thought, from a bowling point of view, apart from yesterday afternoon, I thought we were a bit ragged for an hour and a half, 2 hours. But as you said, I thought, on the whole, it's pretty ruthless.
So you thought it was only about 80%?
Yeah, you know, I think, obviously, top order didn't strike with the bat. Leeds played well. A few more runs, I thought, in there. But, you know, difference in the side, Gary Balance, really, with the bat. And I thought there were periods of play where we bowled really well, but still periods where we probably didn't put the ball in the right areas consistently enough. Like I said, yesterday afternoon, I thought we were probably just striving for wickets, really. And, you know, we probably got a sniff of a win, got a little bit excited, and pushed too hard for it.
But of course, if that's only 80%, then it's quite a good sign that you won by innings and 120.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like Adil's hardly had a ball, and, you know, Kane hadn't really bowled that much either, so I think, you know, we've still got quite a lot left in the tank there.
You mentioned the toss, you said you might have been regretting a little bit at lunch, but it's a brave decision, isn't it, if you're going to win games to do that in the, when the conditions are a bit 50-50?
It is. We do back our batting, and it was a typical ball first headly morning, but having looked at the forecast, looked at the pitch, it didn't really have that damp feel to the pitch, the coldness in the pitch, so I thought the sun had come out, and then obviously with the second ball going through the top and it lively on the gloves. Yeah, I was starting to think I might have made the wrong decision, but I've got it wrong so many times here, you just never know. I've put teams in and they've declared on 500, so it's just one of those things at Headingley.
You might as well go on the positive side if you is what you suggested.
Yeah, we did it a few times last year. I mean, at Lords last year, we batted first and it was quite gloomy, a little bit in the pitch. We just back ourselves to get a score on 350 plus, and we know with our ball, we're going to bowl teams out, so it is a positive move.
It's a sign of your strength too, isn't it? You've done it with three England players missing. I mean, that's what everyone talks about. Will they cope without their England players? But you've coped all right here, haven't you?
Yep. You know, we have got three England lads missing, and I think we know that at some stage they're going to be in and out of the side, and you know, we're definitely a squad that can deal with that. You know, there's still lads in the second team who are doing well, they're pushing for places, so it's going to be definitely a squad effort this year.
How good was Balance?
Well, I think he's outstanding. He knows his game inside out. You know, it was a tough pitch to bat on, but the way he's just tempo of his innings, you know, he never went through his gears. He played, his hands were close to his body all the time, never let his hands get out in front on a pitch like that. And, you know, playing knocks like that, they're the knocks that win your games, the difference in the two teams.
Two tough away games to come against sides who you would expect to be pushing for that title.
Yeah, I just think in this division, every game's tough. I mean, people say this were an easy game, but, you know, if you're not quite on it for a session or two, you know, even teams that have come up like Northants, they can really grab a hold of you. So, you know, it's important that we are on the ball, like I said, yesterday afternoon, an hour and a half, 2 hours. Maybe that was a good thing in hindsight. Now we've won the game, it probably just gives a kick up the arse that you can't just rest on your laurels. And like I said, if you play, like, if you have a bad session against people like Durham, they do pounce on you.
What's the latest on Gary and Johnny's?
Gary's all right. He had an x-ray this morning. He's fine. I just thought, I told him to stay off the field. There's no point in him going out, even if you're fielding a fine leg. If you just knocked it up again, you might as well rest it for a few days. Johnny went to see the surgeon last night. You know, fingers crossed he might be fit for that Durham game. He might look to get some time in the middle before that, so we'll see.
That's quite ahead of schedule, isn't it? So
a little bit, yeah. We'll just have to suck it and see, really. You know, particularly being a keeper, see how his finger reacts to that.
And Joe Wood comes back in to the team back for Sunday.
Yeah, fingers crossed. I mean, he hasn't battered in this game yet with the second, so yeah, a few selection issues, yeah.
Have you thought about how you're going to sort of cope with that?
Well, I don't know. I haven't thought too much, obviously. I'm the one that haven't got any runs in the three knocks. Whether I leave myself out or not, that's a decision that myself, Jason and Martin have to have to make. You know, I said last year I'm not frightened of leaving myself out for the sake of the team. But my record as captain speaks for itself, and my batting as captain. So someone's going to miss out, and they don't deserve to. And as with the Seamers, you know, Brez comes back a week or two, one of the Seamers is going to miss out. And I guess it'd be nice to rest one or two, but someone's going to miss out, probably don't deserve to miss out. But if we're going to play in Championship winning sides, that's what's going to happen.
But you are actually considering even leaving yourself out of this story.
Yeah, definitely.
It seems quite a drastic thing to do for county captain to even contemplate it.
Well, like I said, I'll have to have that conversation with Dizzy and Frog. But I think it would be a brave decision, but also it would probably send a good message to the squad that if you're in runs, you deserve your place in the team, no matter who you are. It's difficult with the England boys coming back, so we'll see about that.
It must be terribly frustrating for you, though, because as you say, your captain's your record. It speaks for itself, but you really want the fun to back it up, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, I've had three knocks into the season. I didn't have a pre-season. It was always going to be tough coming out of the blocks. I didn't play one single game since January when I was out in Australia, so to go straight to the season is always going to be tough, but I feel all right. I mean, I felt worse last year at this stage of the season after three knocks. I just feel I'm hitting the ball all right. So, we'll see.